Welcome to Random Inspirations. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the fun. This is show seven.
Show seven.
All right. Welcome back to Random Inspirations, show seven. I'm EJ Hayes. Let's do a little sound off. Christopher Robin, how are you today?
Yo, I'm better today.
We got host number two, Willie Hayes.
I'm here.
You're here. Skype sounding good on everybody today. And in studio, in the Blue Note studios, the blue room, lots of blue things. He's got a blue shirt on, is David Bond.
Yep.
Dave, get up on the mic, brother.
Okay. Ooh, welcome back,
all up
Dave.
On the mic.
I'm here. I'm on it.
Yes.
Dave's dressed for work, so he's all business tonight.
Yep. Bringing a Dying touch of sophistication everything. To this. This little shindig.
That's all we need.
No, I don't have a tie on.
All right. Well, we have several topics on today's show. We're going to be talking about maybe an ongoing topic is going to be the iPhone killer.
What's the iPhone killer?
Well, now that the iPhone is out, we're going to have... There's going to be a lot of phones trying to compete with the iPhone directly. And I think style and function is going to, I think, of course, increase significantly over the next, I'd say, year. You're going to have phones that are just as good as the iPhone. Now, that just means Apple's going to step up their game and start rocking more.
Why are you trying to kill my phone?
I'm not. They are. BlackBerry, Nokia.
But you have a BlackBerry.
HTC. I know.
It's funny.
And there's a new BlackBerry that looks like an iPhone.
The level of hypocrisy here is deafening.
Yes. But we're going to keep up with the latest trends on iPhone killers. We're going to have a little Darth Vader escapades.
Willie, are you trying to kill my phone?
Trying to kill your phone?
Yeah.
No. Although I do hate Mac, but I wouldn't want to kill your phone because that would be mean.
Thanks.
So you're a pacifist hater.
Yeah.
Mac hater. Okay.
Yes.
Passive resistance or what was it called?
But if someone gave me one, I would take it.
Have you ever played with one, Willie? Have you ever actually held one and played with it?
Yes. In fact, a faculty guy... bought one the other day.
Yeah.
Most people get like pocket PC, you know, something Windows related, but he was like, I want to try that. It sounds cool. So he went and bought one, and he seemed to be okay with it, except for his fingers were a little fat.
Yeah.
So he had a tough time touching the little letters.
Don't they have a fatty mod of some sort?
Okay. Do they?
I don't know. I bet you they do. We're going to go on, look a little GTA 4. I don't know if, Dave, are you familiar with GTA?
Yeah, we emailed about this earlier today, remember?
Yeah. Tell me a slight story about, just a small story about.
Are we talking about it now?
No, just give me a little teaser for talking about it later.
We're going to go back to our college
sentence.
Days.
College days. That's all you got. That's a teaser. All right.
Did your wireless just crash?
No. Don't knock down my internet, Dave. Well, this whole show depends on it.
I didn't mean to.
Okay. Guys, you there?
Yes.
Okay. We have, like I said, a little Darth Vader action in the Jedi Church.
Dun, 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 dun.
And,
dun, 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 dun.
Okay, we also have the Traveler Blues. It's a new blog by a couple of guys I know.
It's a good blog.
It's a good blog. It has videos. Really?
I haven't heard that, actually. I haven't heard that one before.
It's got videos of artists that I like this intro. I just want to read this intro. This is a little insight into the Traveler Blues, which is not to be confused with Blues Traveler.
Although if you Google Traveler Blues, that's what you'll get.
The music press, both mainstream and independent, focused the bulk of their attention on new music, the latest albums and hot new artists. But what if new music meant something else? What if it referred to that to music that, regardless of when it was originally released, this week or 50 years ago, was just being discovered by an individual, or perhaps by a generation? Any music could be new. This web publication charts our travels along the road of discovery as we've become aware and gain a greater appreciation of some of the best music ever recorded from genres including rock, jazz, folk, soul, funk, and perhaps the most important of all, the blues. Well, if that wasn't poetry in motion.
Why isn't your internet working?
He's on a Mac, Willie. I don't know what's going on.
Dang it, shut up.
Enough said.
Okay. Anyway, that is travelerblues.blogspot.com. Check it out. There's all kinds of good music on there. And the guy to my right is one of the editors slash, what would you say, posters, bloggers of this site. So check that out.
Actually, that was a really good intro. I like that.
Thanks.
The intro AJ just put together?
The one you put up on your the website.
That's why I read it, because it was awesome. So I'll take my thanks away. Yeah, that's why I read it. I thought it was too. And that was written by Dave. That's why
Dave, on a semi side note, does this have anything to do with like the recent fifth mega label, whatever that's brings together all the independent labels? Do you talk about that at all?
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking
about? Never mind then.
No. Please.
What is that?
Well, they're apparently all of the independent labels across the world recently reunited into a large fifth mega label so that all the independent label music could be heard and, you know, have a more clout. I just wondered if you'd covered that in your Traveler Blues.
So they've become the very thing that they were fighting against.
I don't know. I kind of thought the same thing when I heard it, but
that's irony.
Yeah.
That is irony.
Anyway.
That's interesting. Something to think about. What was it called? Do you remember?
I'll have to look it up, but I don't recall right now. But maybe something that we can talk about in the future. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's look that up.
A preview to a future show.
Ooh.
Oh.
It's like the greats foreshadowing.
Hmm.
All right. So let's talk a little bit. I guess start off with our iPod killers. Now.
You mean iPhone killers?
iPod killer. iPhone killer. They tried to kill the iPod, which it hasn't worked too well. I was at Circuit City.
Are they closing down?
I don't know. They're trying to be sold right now.
Is that what
Blockbuster.
It is? Okay.
But anyway, I was at Circuit City, and I was looking at all the gadgets that play MP3s. And I have to say there's some pretty neat ones, but I'm not interested in any of them because my iPod works so well, and it just does its thing. I don't know why I would buy anything else. So
you have to drop it every now and then, but you know.
Hey, it's like 4 or 5 years old. That's pretty good.
And it still works.
I wouldn't necessarily call it a drop. I'd consider it a slam, a vertical slam, but that's beside the point. I digress. Anyway, what I meant to say was iPhone killer. And I think when I say that, I'm trying to say that at this point the iPhone is the quote unquote cool phone that all others are trying to be judged by and all that, because it is different. The only problem you have with it going full speed and killing the BlackBerry at this point with businesses is the keyboard. The keyboard is not as good straight up. Now if you get good at it, you're pretty good.
Why isn't it as good?
Because it's hard to type on. There's no physical keyboard. That's
maybe no, like feedback.
Maybe you just need to shed the inhibitions in your mind that are holding you from back from experiencing its full potential.
That could be one
Is that a Mac commercial?
No, that's
not like their whole thing.
No, there was no music going on behind it. Chris, that makes you want to go buy a single.
Chris, that's a random inspiration. That's what that is.
Oh. Are you inspired?
He's probably just annoyed.
I'm inspired.
Well, you know, another thing about the whether iPhone is going to, if anything is going to kill the iPhone, whether the iPhone has killed everybody else and all that. One thing I've heard over and over about the iPhone is that it doesn't have certain connectivity things. For example, 3G. Are you familiar with 3G?
Yeah, they're about to come out with it. They've released it in Europe.
I don't think they have yet.
Well, okay, that's the next big thing, and it's due within months.
Probably next
month. Yeah. The 3G iPhone, which is funny because we can't even get 3G here in Oklahoma.
Yeah, you'd have to live in a large city, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I thought you can now. I knew you couldn't, like when I bought my phone, but can you now? You can't now?
Not in Oklahoma City.
Are you sure?
In Dallas, you can.
Have you done the research?
Yes.
Do you have the facts to back this up?
Not that I can show over this podcast.
He's saying it all right.
Show the data.
That makes it published.
Oh yeah, now it's on record.
Think about it. Anyway, so they're about to go 3G. The big thing was the enterprise, which is the basically way it interacts with business servers and business push mail, which they are incorporating to the iPhone.
I think they already have, or maybe they haven't
yet. It's in beta or something to that effect. But it's coming, and it's coming fast. So that's that. I think the keyboard is the last thing that actually is a big hindrance for business users. Other than that, the interface is straight up amazing, you know, because you can touch it, you know what I mean? You don't have to scroll. You don't have to use the little ball, which I don't mind the ball, the little a trackpad on a trackball on a BlackBerry works pretty good for me. But I can imagine an iPhone where you're literally swiping your finger back and forth and touching stuff being quite a bit easier. And the of course the BlackBerry is half, you know, keyboard buttons. So you just have a small screen. So when you actually want to read a document, it's smaller. But it's not, you know, my BlackBerry, it's not bad. I can read everything I want to on it, so.
Going back to the keyboard.
Yeah.
I think the big deal is, like, the feedback you get when you push buttons, and that's, like, the big deal with when you have a physical keyboard, you actually feel it press.
Right.
So you know you've done it. I actually read an article, and, Dave, I don't have the facts to back this up.
Be careful.
I can find them, because I do remember reading it, is that Apple is working with a company that is like one of the leaders in that industry, and they're working on some sort of like forced feedback.
I read that too.
When you hit a button.
How the heck would that work? One.
And I don't know.
I think it's the same technology behind like Braille computer.
It's about freeing your mind. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys.
are you talking about illegal drug use?
No, man.
This
is a step above that, man. Come on, man.
This is the good stuff, man.
Man. Technology is the new opiate of the masses.
Wow.
That's big words.
It's me all hot and bothered.
Are we going to talk about Darth Vader or what?
After this, we have a link to a very iPod-looking BlackBerry. It's called the, what is it called, Dave? It's called the Bold. The Bold 9000.
That was just released like 2 days ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like 2 days ago. Supports 3G, Wi-Fi, true GPS. Yeah.
It actually supports all three versions of Wi-Fi, A, B, and G.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's got an amazing screen. Yeah.
It's got a really fast processor for a mobile device. It's a 620 megahertz.
Wow. That's faster than my first computer by far.
Yeah. Whereas the curve is 312.
Really?
So that's pretty impressive. Now, I believe the iPhone has a pretty impressive one as well.
It would have to.
But Apple has done like a really good job of putting their OS on the iPhone.
Okay, here's something interesting. Research in Motion, or RIM, president and CEO.
Makes the BlackBerry.
Yeah, the guy said simply he simply smiled when asked about reports that the company is working on a touchscreen BlackBerry. That's interesting.
Ooh.
Did you guys hear about the iPhones selling out last couple of days?
Yeah, I think there's a good reason for that, because they're about to upgrade.
Yeah.
Well, do you think they'll actually honor that, or are they going to be screwed?
Last time they upgraded, they didn't sell out, so all these people bought iPhones. Yeah. And the next day, they came out with a better one for the same price. So this is a good point. They're saying, we're not going to sell anymore, you know, because we're not doing the whole, we're giving you $50 back bullcrap like they did last time. They're doing it where you can't buy a phone right now because we've stopped production, we've sold out, and we're going to introduce the new ones. So if you want one, just wait a few weeks, and we're going to have a brand new one for you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, can they turn around and get it upgraded or whatever, or are they just, that's the phone they have because they bought it? That's kind of the thought I had.
I think last time they did it one day apart. Like, one day they sold the old one, and the next day they sold the new one, and so they had to give people refunds. But now they're going to, they're giving you how many weeks it's been sold out? At least a week.
Yeah.
I think they're giving you a grace period of, hey, don't buy one because we're going to upgrade it. They can't actually announce it because they're not officially announced yet. But that's kind of common sense.
I think that's right.
So.
Well, back to the iPhone killers.
Yes.
This bold is pretty, well, bold.
Yeah.
It's got a gig of onboard secure memory. Which, I mean, it's nothing really compared to the 8 and 16 or 32 of flash, but the iPhone has.
You can put a micro SD card in it. How big kind of a micro SD card can you get?
Good question.
What does that mean?
What, micro SD?
Yeah.
It's a little bitty SD card. It's a memory card that you can add.
Okay.
Let's see. And this one will be on any. Let's see. Carriers at different prices. It won't just be AT&T, which you are hooked to AT&T with the iPhone. So that's a bonus. So we'll have a link to that in the show notes. It is actually a pretty attractive little phone. It's kind of curved like an iPhone. It's black and shiny like an iPhone. It's kind of
8 gigabyte, to answer your question.
8 gigabyte is the largest SD card you can get, so you could upgrade the memory on this to hold as many MP3s as the small iPhone. So that's
well. Besides that, you can buy multiple SD cards and just swap them out all the time.
Yep. That is very true. So I think this was the one that caught my eye the most of one that may actually compete. And if they upgraded this to some sort of touchscreen, which BlackBerry has always been a non-touchscreen entity. And I think initially when BlackBerry had just the scroll wheel on the right for your thumb, I think I wouldn't have ever got it because it's just ridiculous. But I think now...
you'd get it.
No,
you
had
the tree that had the scroll wheel on the side. Or the Clié, I mean.
Yeah, but it also had a touchscreen.
That's true, it did.
Yeah, so I mean, I think both are good. I don't think one is good. So, and in better news... Darth Vader is spared jail and Jedi Church attacks. So, Dave, I want you to explain this.
You
could
start playing clips of the movie or something.
Luke.
Like the music.
Are you wanting me to take the lead on this story?
Yeah, I want you to kind of explain what's going on with the Jedi. Spared Jedi
legend. Okay, basically, what was it in Scotland?
Wales.
Wales.
Holy Head, Wales.
A guy who, there's this apparently, what's it called? The Jedi Church is the name of this group. EJ found that it had how many thousand followers in the British Isles?
Approximately 27,000 in London, or in England, I should say.
In England?
Yes.
A United Kingdom. No, I mean, that's all the...
All of those.
Those British-y people, right? 27,300 people subscribed to this religious doctrine, basically taking the teachings of the Jedi Knights from the Star Wars films and applying them to their daily lives. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But apparently they were having some sort of ritual that involved lightsabers and some kind of sword fight. I'm not making this up. And this guy who was drunk off his gourd crashed the party, wore a Darth Vader helmet and a garbage bag for a cape, and started beating him with a crutch.
With a crutch?
With a crutch.
And wait, I want to know the actual gallonage of the wine he had drinking. Drunken.
He says that he had, and this is from an Associated Press story, he had drunk the better part of a 2.5 gallon box.
He was fried.
The better part of a 2.5 gallon box.
10 liters. And he busts in there swinging a crutch.
Nice.
And starts beating people down.
This is why I love Dave reading the stories, because he can't ever keep it together. It's just funnier when he can't even get through it because he's laughing.
The guy's lawyer says, quote, he knows his behavior was wrong and didn't want it to happen, but he has no recollection of it.
Isn't that great?
Unquote.
I don't remember a single minute of it.
It says in 2001, the United Kingdom census, which is 390,000, 0.7% of the population, which is around 27,000 people, listed Jedi as their religion.
Oh my gosh. We've been missing out,
guys. Oh, wait a second. I thought that meant 390,000 listed Jedi as their religion.
Yeah, that's... Oh, no, you're right. You're right. That's right.
Wow.
What am I thinking? Yeah.
You took 0.7% of 390,000.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, 390,000 fools.
Almost 400,000 people.
I'm sorry.
Think
not,
they are a Jedi.
Not fools, lest they come and hunt me down. But
I'm glad they're a peaceful religion.
They've definitely got an open mind.
They're probably all Mac users.
Probably. Yeah.
No, Linux users. That's probably true. Dude, that YouTube clip you sent me was stinking awesome. We should put that on there as well.
We'll have a link to that.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. I laughed out loud.
Dude, I know.
Nerds!
Dude, he's so funny, man. You could tell he's laughing. Like the guy doing the voices. You could tell he's like...
Half the time anyway.
Yeah, he's like cracking up at himself. It's great.
He's talking to Darth Vader and he's like, can you talk to your mother on this here?
Which one of these cars to come get you?
Calls your parents.
Which button calls your mother to come get you?
That is awesome.
Oh, man, that's good.
Okay, so I had in college, back to college days, I had these neighbors that were pretty much kind of, they may have been in the religion of the Jedi.
Okay.
And so it just reminded me of those days whenever they would actually film themselves out at one of the ponds outside of Stillwater with their lightsabers, and then they would go in and edit in. It's like, come film with us. I'm like, I got better things to do. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Feel the force.
Yeah, they wanted you to touch their lightsaber.
All right.
Yes.
All right. On to college days, Dave. GTA 4. If you're not familiar with Grand Theft Auto, you're probably not living in the current time.
Or else you might be a girl.
Or you are a girl, because girls don't care about Grand Theft Auto. But a few of us have played Grand Theft Auto. A few of us have not.
Who has not?
I don't believe Willie
has. I have not.
Really?
Yeah, I've missed out.
In all those years that EJ and Chris had it, you never played it?
No, no.
Interesting.
I was playing different games.
Hey, easy.
Not those type of games. Whatever you're thinking about, it's probably not that.
Okay. Oh, well.
I never had a PlayStation.
What did you say, Chris?
Dave wants to hear more about those games.
It was a random inspiration. What could I say?
So, the new one's out. Everybody's freaking out about it. It's the first Grand Theft Auto on the next generation console, which is the PS3 and the Xbox 360. Unfortunately, none of us have actually played the game.
Oh, was it on Xbox?
Xbox 360, yeah. Huh. But having give us a little teaser for what our teaser was earlier.
Well, maybe first describe for those of us who don't know what Grand Theft Auto is.
Grand Theft Auto is a completely open architecture game where...
A video game?
Yeah, a video game for mostly consoles. I don't think they have a PC version. I could be wrong on that. But anyway, it's a game where you pretty much go around and steal any car you want. And you could pretty much one of the funnest thing about the game is just driving around because it's pretty much a city. And the newest one is modeled after New York City, and I think it's a pretty close replica, actually, to actual buildings.
So it's kind of a violent game because you can like shoot people and stuff, right?
Yeah, you can blow people up and
punch them in the face,
punch them out, kick
them.
You could run over people.
Nice.
You could kill prostitutes and.
Hey now.
I'm just saying.
It should be on PC if anyone really cares, but. They should be launching it.
The premise of the game kind of follows. It normally has a storyline. So you go do something, and somebody gets a hold of you, and you go do a mission for them or something, and then you open up something else, and it opens up part of the city, and you can go to the different spots and get better cars and all this stuff, all the while you're doing your missions, you're driving through the streets of the city. And if you wreck your car, you get out and steal another one and go. The police are after you if they see you steal something. You have different star levels, different wanted levels. So it's you're always driving fast and going crazy. And so the new one is supposed to be visually spectacular, is what I've heard. It's got just about every major magazine has given it 10 out of 10. Which has pretty much never happened, if ever, I think. But it's one of the first ones. Willie, talk about the sales of this game.
Well, can I interject a quick question?
Yeah, hold on, Willie.
Are you sure Lost is set to record at 9?
Yes.
You're confident?
I am so confident, it is not funny.
That's what I like to hear.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, kind of go into a little bit of the sales of this game. I know it cost... For starters, it cost about $100 million to make this game, which is outrageous. I agree,
but made it up in like the first few days, didn't they?
Okay. What?
Oh, they made it up in probably the first 24 hours. Huh. Yeah, go ahead, Willie. What's give us some numbers here?
I finally found a little bit about it. This is on like one of the major sites, I think, news sites. But anyway. They have set a record for 500 million in first week global sales, and apparently it's 3.6 million units on the first day alone, generating 310 million in just the initial 24 hours.
So
the numbers easily surpass projections from analysts, and it's like supposed to be like the best week ever for any game ever released
game or what movie, isn't it?
Let's see, comparisons between movies. I'm not sure about that. That's kind of what I heard, but it's like I think it actually surpasses movies too, but I can't confirm that yet.
Wow.
So that's why do people 500 million. I don't
Why do people like it so much?
Why do people like the game so much?
Why do you like it so much, Dave? Willie's never played it. Why do you like it so much, Dave?
You and Chris owned it. I never owned it.
Why did you come over just to play it?
Well, you didn't play it?
Oh, I played it.
Dude, you owned that game. What would you do to relieve stress, Dave?
Well, when I'd had a stressful day, I would, you guys remember what I would do. I would come over to your house and sit on the floor and put in the Grand Theft Auto and use the cheat codes to get the flamethrower. And then I'd take the flamethrower and I'd run to the nearest intersection, go to the middle of the intersection, just start turning around in a circle and torching everything in sight.
That does sound a little cathartic.
It is very cathartic and very disturbing. I know.
The funniest player I've ever seen play it.
What?
Hang on a sec.
Right here it says that Take Two is hoping that they're counting on the solid sales to strengthen its negotiating position with competitor Electronic Arts. Because EA and Take Two have played a game of cat and mouse since the beginning of the year when it was revealed EA hopes to buy Take Two for $2 billion. That is amazing.
What I was going to say was the funniest person that ever came over and played it that I've seen was Dave Vaughn, who was a pretty good friend of ours. He would come over, and he wouldn't do anything except get in a car and drive around.
And not even, I mean,
he wouldn't go anywhere. He wasn't doing anything. He just drove around.
And he did it just to annoy the heck out of all of us.
I don't know.
He just needs like Gran Turismo or something. He's good.
No, I think he did it because we were all like, aren't you going to shoot somebody or run him over or something? No, I'm just going to drive around.
And we're like, we all want to see you do things.
Oh, because wasn't the deal was each of us would get to play until we died. And so he would prolong his death by just driving around and not doing anything dangerous.
He'd go to the speed limit and obey the traffic signals.
That's what it was.
He would stop at the lights and not rear-end anybody.
Isn't that what it was, Chris?
That sounds like Dave, actually.
It really does. I don't know if that's what he was doing. But
I remember that now. That's what he was doing.
He would like zone out, and he wouldn't even be paying attention to what was going on in the room. He would just be like driving.
No, but then he'd start laughing at us because he knew we were getting tired of it because we wanted to play.
I don't know. It's hilarious, though.
Dave, if you listen to this, we remember.
We remember, sucka.
He's probably not gonna listen, though. What's our next
topic? Okay, just one last interjection on this. Okay. I did find the key, quote on this. Grand Theft Auto 4's first week performance represents the largest launch in the history of interactive entertainment, and we believe these retail sales levels surpass any movie or music launch to date.
Did you find the cheat codes for the flamethrower?
It's probably out there somewhere.
You gotta get those. That's where it's at.
I need to get the game first.
That's a good step, big step also.
Willie, also the thing that they have going on this year is a multiplayer mode. And from what I've heard, it's actually really cool. So yes. You being a multiplayer guy, I think you would even enjoy that as much as the game, seeing as how you've never actually played the real game.
So I could lay the smackdown on fellow GTA 4ers.
Exactly. So
I like doing that in Call of Duty. Anyway,
yeah, I think one of them is like it's a blank city, and you like are injected like 4 or 8 guys, and you go through there, and there's like guns all hidden all over the place, and I'm pretty sure you could see them on the map, so it'd be impossible to find someone if you didn't have a map, but you just go find them and shoot them, and
like a death match or something.
Exactly,
that's awesome.
Search and destroy, I guess.
Yeah, so I mean, they say it actually is great, the multiplayer. I haven't played it, of course, but. You know, that might be a totally new revolution to this game because it is just a single player game. It's not even a 2-player game. So like, you know,
I heard that this one is like really, really open compared to the other ones.
Yeah, I've heard that too. There's just so much more. I'm gonna have to go buy it. You know that, right?
Would you have to get a PS3 first?
I do have a PS3.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Willie has one also.
Check now that. Dave is going to come over every night and play it.
Check that.
It. Out of frustration. He's gonna
I've had
like,
a tough day. Get out of my way.
Where's my flamethrower?
We have the National Novel Writing Month, which is coming up in about 8 months. No, it's November. Hey, Dave, you're going to actually have to explain this to us.
Yeah.
It's like a roller coaster. We're just waiting in line, baby. Okay, what National Novel Writing Month? November 1st through the 30th. Give us a. Let's go to the frequently asked questions.
Ooh.
Well,
basically, what it is, it challenges you to write a novel of 50,000 words or more in a single month. So,
sorry. Are you saying we should all write novels? I'd have a tough time with 500 words in
wait,
a month.
Wait. Here's the frequently asked question. What if I hit 50,000 words, but I'm only halfway through my story?
Well, that's a good question. Click on that one.
Okay.
Then you're freaking Herman Melville.
This is a threshold, not necessarily a stopping place.
That's good to
know. Reaching 50,000 is realizing you still have a lot of wrapping up to do is a good thing. It gives you something to come back and work on later.
That's a really
which
soothing
will be next
voice
November.
That you're reading that in.
Thank you. That is my Great River preamp in Heil, PR 40.
Very NPR.
Oh.
All things considered.
All things considered.
Go back to the FAQs.
Okay. Fwack.
I really shouldn't make too much fun of this since I have several friends that are doing it, and that's how I learned about it.
How many words did they write? Right.
Well, it's not November yet.
Well, didn't they do it last November? Are they just talking about writing in November?
I think they're preparing for this November.
Okay, wait. Do you like take the whole month off and actually get to it, or do you just kind of write it an hour a day? Or
I imagine there's a frequently asked question here that addresses that.
Dave, are you going to participate this year?
Oh, no.
Who's going to read my novel when I'm done?
Oh, that's a good question.
The same people of Random Inspiration
anyone,
podcast list.
Oh, wait, this is great. Anyone you want.
Yes.
Last year, some people swapped novels afterwards, and it was a hoot.
A hoot?
But entirely up to you. No one will
really
read your novel until you're ready for them to.
It really says hoot.
Yep.
Owls hoot. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We can't verify your word count because we're not effing counting them. But verification is just icing on the NaNoWriMo cake. National Novel Writing Month. They actually abbreviate it NaNoWriMo. National Novel Writing Month.
NaNoWriMo.
NaNoWriMo.
Why 50,000 words? Isn't that more of a novella?
Yeah.
Excellent question. Let's see if it's addressed.
Our experience over the past 9 years show that 50,000 is a difficult but doable goal, even for people with
doable.
Full-time children.
Hey,
children
Chris. Willie?
Makes it a short novel.
Wow.
Let's see. What else we got here?
We don't use the word novella because it doesn't seem to impress the people the way novel does.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, at least they're
what
honest.
Is this?
Semantics.
Novella. You're like, what, Ella?
Pardon me? No thanks.
Barbarilla?
Novella?
Let's see.
No, but actually, this is actually, if you were a writer, this actually would be pretty cool.
How do you win? Are there judges? What are the prizes? Every year, there are many, many winners. There are no best novel or quickest written novel awards given out. All winners will get an official winner web icon and certificate.
Winner.
Well, that's some motivation to write a novel.
This is like the thing in the third grade where everybody gets a ribbon for participating, isn't it?
So you can just write.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you finish the race, you get a winner badge.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to write the word crap 50,000 times.
That's a major artistic statement.
Well, you're actually thinking.
Get my winner.
There's Yeah, that would be an art novella. Yeah. So
an art novella.
Okay. Yeah, that's more of an artistic goal.
And it, particularly, you can really mix it up by switching out different forms of punctuation. You know,
yeah,
one, and different forms of crap. Poo.
Maybe guano. Variations on the word crap. Dung, guano. You know, fill in the blank.
Poo, poo.
Cow pie.
This is going down.
This is going down the crapper.
Come on, Dave. Bring us back to sophistication.
Yeah. Let's change topics.
Okay. So on to Traveler Blues.
Oh, excellent website.
Excellent website.
Excellent website. Blog.
What's the web address?
It is travelerblues.blogspot.com. And as we said in our intro, this is basically Dave and Barrett, which is one of Dave's best friends from college, who they are going through new music to them and why they like it. They kind of actually, there's several great videos on YouTube of each of these performers or groups or whatever, and you can kind of go through and get a live rendition.
Or maybe it's not necessarily new music to us, but maybe when you read it, it's new music to you.
See, that's why I think our listeners will want to come back to this.
Chew on that.
Yeah, this may be something where if Dave feels nobody knows about this but should, he's going to post it on
it. Right.
So I think that may be the better point, don't you think, Dave? Absolutely. That's what I'm feeling.
Yes.
Especially since you said it.
Could you give us a little tidbit of like recent something or other that would be interesting?
Well,
the latest band that you featured or something.
Well, one of the most interesting to me is a guy named Adolphus Bell, and he is a blues player from Birmingham, Alabama, and he's somewhat of a one-man band, and then he plays the guitar and the harmonica and the bass drum and hi-hat all at the same time, sings. But yet it's not really just a novelty act. I mean, it's real solid blues music. Mm.
Wow.
So there you go.
A little one-man band. Yeah.
Dave actually has a poll open right now where you can vote on the best British blues rock guitarist of the 1960s.
That's right.
And you can vote until June 1st.
Get on.
Get it on. Travelerblues.blogspot.com.
Stuff.
It is good stuff.
What's next?
All right.
Lost,
which is coming on in less than 1 minute, if you are not aware. Let's just kind of briefly go over last week's show, if we want to, which was insane, by the way. Chris, what did you think about last week's show as a new Losty?
And it's, well, I'm having a hard time kind of remembering it.
Well, that's where they kind of went back in time and looked at looks and saw John Locke and when he was born, and then what's the guy's name?
Richard,
the guy who never ages.
Well, I think we figured out that he never ages because he's jumping time.
Yeah, does he just not age, or does he just time travel, or both?
Good question. Both.
So
no, I don't want to. Well, should we give away the ending? Should we say what happens? Because this will be more than a week out.
Yeah.
What do you mean, what happens?
Well, for people that haven't seen it but maybe are going to.
Well, yeah.
Okay, spoiler alert right here.
Spoiler alert. Fast forward.
If you don't want to know this, then either stop or fast forward.
Rewind and listen again to the part before.
Ooh, good point. The end where they finally find Jacob's cabin and Locke goes in there and Claire is in there, which is kind of weird because she just leaves her kid on the forest.
Because she's dead.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
But what Locke is told to do is to move the island.
Move the island? What the freak does that mean? How are you going to move an island? Is it floating?
That's a good question. Does he mean physically move it?
Maybe he means move it in time.
Could they move it in time?
Think about that.
Well, Yeah, there's all kinds of possibilities. I mean, I think about the dead doctor that washes ashore like the week before, and then they show him dying the week after.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
What's that?
I'm the doctor.
Really?
So you haven't died yet?
Wait, what? Well, I did not see that coming. What is he talking about?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Isn't that what the guy says? But I'm the doctor.
But I'm the doctor.
Yeah, that's right.
And then he dies.
Yeah.
And then they slit his throat.
Yeah.
Let's fly.
Man.
Let's go watch.
It's getting intense.
Why are we doing this?
It's 9-0-1.
Let's go watch yeah.
it. Are you sure it's recording?
Yes.
Because if it's not, I'm going to be one unhappy camper.
Well, you should be an unhappy
camper.
You've
got three potential recordings to watch. So hopefully between three of us, we can at least get one.
One of them's in Missouri.
We can watch it online tomorrow if we miss it.
Internet, dude.
Oh, that's true. In HD.
In HD. On your MacBook Pro.
Yeah, tomorrow.
You're covered.
Yeah. Everybody be talking about it at work tomorrow.
I want to watch it now.
All right. Well, I have a few interesting stories.
What else we got?
It's good to have the full crew back on. We might be having another crew member come on with us.
Who's that?
I met the always sleek Mark Graves last week. He actually lives by me now. So he's a fellow music enthusiast and general cool dude. So
man, he'll be our crack.
Oh, yeah. He's a pretty dry guy, so he'll be perfect. But he might not be an everyday guy, but we'll have him on, Mark Graves.
Has he listened to one yet?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him since I hooked him up with it. So maybe
He needs to go back and listen.
Yeah, he needs to catch up. History
lesson.
All right.
That's right. See how we do things around here.
Efficient.
Skid.
Skid.
Dave wants to go watch Lost.
Well, were we going to talk about something else? I thought there was something else. Is that it?
That something might have
That's
to wait
about
till
everything
next time.
Else.
Well, thanks for listening again. I'd like to thank our sponsors. Long silences in the middle of talking is one of our sponsors.
Chris going to take care of
it's
his
the
kid.
Awkward.
Yeah.
It's the awkward moment on the first date.
Yeah. That I actually edited out most of them, but this show is going to be a lot better because there weren't
this
as many.
This show is brought to you by Chris, taking care of a sick child periodically, not letting us know.
To good parents worldwide.
Good job, Chris.
And I check on her.
To Blues Traveler, who is going to get many hits because of Dave's new blog and confusion. And,
yeah, what's up with that, Dave? Couldn't you think of a better name?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. And to novel writing in general.
And novella writers everywhere.
Yes, novella.
Speed novel writing.
And don't forget the Jedi people.
That's right. We're probably waiting outside the door.
I don't know. I'm kind of on Darth Vader's side this time.
So you would have gotten drunk on 3/4 of a box of wine.
Actually, I'm on the dog side this time.
Please watch the dog.
Insult the dog. Oh, on his side.
We can have that in our show notes.
Definitely, we'll have a link to it. When he brings up Spock.
Dude.
Yeah, that's how it ends.
All right, well, we're going to fade out to some music. I don't know what it is yet.
Good job, everyone.
But it's going to be good.
Good effort today.
All right, and
peace.
Much love. We will see you next time.